I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
This Gamertag episode is brought to you by Gamefly. If you've ever wanted to try a game before you bought it, you should try Gamefly. It's the best way to buy and rent all your favorite games and movies. They're the leading video game rental service with over 9,000 titles to choose from. Just pick your favorite games and have them mailed straight to your door. Then keep them for as long as you want and never worry about late fees. Plus, you can cancel at any time. Visit Gamefly.com/gamertag to start your free 30-day trial today. That's Gamefly.com/gamertag.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2016 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
The worse your fear is, the more likely it is Jason can find you. So what he saw there was the counselors were in the cabin. He doesn't know where. They were in the house, but he doesn't know where. So he can't see through walls. It's not x-ray vision. But he does know they're in there somewhere. So.
Can he also go through windows too? Like smash it? Or is it only through
We have something planned for that as well. Okay. Jason can interact with windows. Yeah. But in this case, he's more on the outside of the other side of the house, predicting that the council is going to run out the back door. I don't know if you know, but Tom Savini designed all of our kills. So there are hundreds of flat surfaces and objects in the world that can be used for these brutal executions. We have somewhere around 40 of these unique kills just like this alone. And that's not including the combat system where you can just slice and dice you up. So you'll see tree trunks and walls and steps and carp and there's all kinds of different surfaces. And toilets.
And there's a risk reward to the environmental kills because
as you see,
so like you saw earlier when the counselor was struggling, right, and broke away. So when you're walking around and you see all the potential places you could kill somebody in the environment around you, do you want to walk further for the cooler kill that you want to see, or and then risk them breaking free and getting away, or do you want to just do something quick? You know, there's a lot of that. And the cooler it is, the like running with something, the more XP you get.
Yeah. And it's the counter strength stat that allows you, determines how quickly you can break free during these holds. So once again, it's about picking, you can't have it all as a counselor. No counselor has all of it. So they usually have two good stats, a couple mediocres, and some bad ones. So it's up to you to figure out, you know, which 80s trope that you like the best. So this is our preppy guy. He actually broke free pretty quickly. The jock would probably be the strongest guy that could break free and really do some damage to Jason. And of course, he's making a lot of noise. Jason is tracking him. Jason uses sense. So when you can see what happens when they're outside the cabin or any surface, that's what it looks like if you show up on this map during sense when you're just running.
As soon as he goes in, he's inside. You don't know where he's gone inside.
Yeah, which is why the counselor now decides to open the window and hide under the bed. But he has the radio on first just in case Jason is looking, waiting for some sound to try to determine if he jumped out the window or went out the back door.
So it was important that he locked the door too when he came in.
Yeah,
because it slows Jason down a little bit, at least.
Looks great.
Thank you.
This is a band called Crazy Licks.
Yeah.
They're a Swedish
'80s
band.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the soundtrack.
Yeah, we have a lot of cool people lining up for the soundtrack that we wish we could tell you. So, but this is a band from Sweden that just does 80s rock.
That's awesome.
They're called Crazy Licks and they're awesome. So the song is perfect. And of course, Jason's about to get his rage ability, which was the top button on his HUD earlier. He tries to open it, it's locked. Normally he would have to chop through it and break it down and take a lot more time, but with rage, you just come through.
And how long it lasts for you to get that back up?
That's a cooldown again. So it all turns. Each of these abilities are on different cooldowns.
Okay.
So. He kills the radio, so now if your character is really, really scared, they'll start talking, like panicking to themselves. So if you're walking around as Jason and you hear a noise, you're like, wait,
what is that?
He didn't climb out that window, and he turns around and you're like, I better check the bed, and sure enough, the counselor was under the bed.
So the counselor was already high fear when he ran, because he just got choked out by Jason.
He saw his friends get murdered, by Jason. He's running away. So it's all about managing your fear, sticking together. But if you're going to go lone wolf, do the right things. Stay in the light. Try to find weapons. Try to lock doors. And anything you would think would cheer you up in real life would probably lower your fear in this game.
And it's also important to note that these kills are actually some of the more tense kills. Like, these aren't even like the crazy ones.
Yeah.
And they're already really brutal.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited, man. It's cool. Because I'm into the whole horror game stuff. So I remember playing the first Jason, like, way back.
Yeah, if
you're
not.
Nintendo.
Yeah.
And
you weren't. It was tough, but
you
weren't like, it was like.
It didn't make sense. What are you doing? Why are you.
Yeah. Side scroll, there's not a whole lot you can do.
Yeah.
Why are you fighting
Jason? Jason
would
pop up out of nowhere, too.
Was kind of cool, because that's what he does in the movie.
It's true, yeah.
So basically, what you saw, we got to fill in the void of what happens in the films. He's everywhere at once in the films.
Yeah.
But you don't know how he got from point A to point B. How does he know where you're at? So we were the guys who got to be able to do that. So that was really awesome for us. And you said Jason doesn't run. He runs in 2, 3, and 4. Just so you know. It's not until he dies and comes back in 6 that he's zombie Jason. So he doesn't run. So we got to mix the two. So we might have something cool. Maybe some Jasons will be able to run a little bit. Cool. Some won't. So we got some plans. Because he does move very slow there. But of course he has Morph and Shift to help him get around. But
cool. Yeah. Still no release date, right?
Fall.
Fall?
Yeah, we're pushing hard towards the late fall.
We, Wes, we're really trying to get, like, all the pre-orders. So, like, your pre-order, for example, that you backed us, that money's going towards single player and new things on our stretch goal chart.
And we're still running the Slasher Backer program. Yeah. I don't know if you know about it. So, basically, people who missed out on the Kickstarter can actually still, to this day, donate and pledge and pre-order the game, get the art book, get the soundtrack, whatever.
Which is what you
and
did.
All that money still goes to unlocking more stretch goals so the game gets bigger and better for everybody at launch.
Okay. So if we hit that single player, then we will probably push it back a little bit. But right now we're still shooting for fall. So
cool. Yeah, I'm excited, man. Really good. Are there gonna be any differences between the different consoles, Steam? Is it gonna be still all the same or
hey sir, what was the question?
Console
difference. PS4 versus Xbox One difference.
Oh.
Or PC.
Is there a difference between not a difference between the two consoles? There obviously would be a fidelity difference between PC and console.
Okay.
You mean like exclusives?
Exclusives.
Like stuff for the DualShock and like the speaker on and stuff like that.
Certainly not. We haven't had any of those. But we're here this week, and who knows what conversations could occur. We're meeting with both consoles while we're here.
Yeah. Okay.
Just to see, there's some cool stuff we can do together.
The matchmaking and like anything that's inherently different about the way the consoles do something.
Yeah, we would have to.
We have to follow their norms.
Yeah,
so
yeah, like the Xbox Live would be different than the PlayStation.
Yeah, but the DualShock on the PS4 is very unique and has a speaker on it, so there are a lot of cool things you can do.
And they want you to use that, but they don't have a speaker on the Xbox or on controllers on PC.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
We're also talking about beta and stuff with them, like how it's getting into that system for both consoles, because the beta on PC is pretty easy to do. There's not a lot of QA we have to go through. You just sort of release it.
Yeah.
But there's a pretty steep checklist you have to go through.
Cool.
So we're meeting with those guys to figure out, like, everybody wants to get into the beta and see and play it if you want to, because we learn a lot from that too. So.
Yeah.
Awesome. That looks good.
Yeah.
It's been, I'm excited. I've been to the whole horror, so it's
definitely it's a new take on horror. Like, you've never been able to play with your friends against a big, large killing force and try to escape.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's always third person, right? It's not first person.
Well, it goes like if you're hiding as a camera.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right. It's really cool. Yeah, that was like now with the whole VR stuff, that would have been cool to maybe add that. Oh,
never know.
Maybe.
Cool. You good? You got everything you need?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.